Certainly. I mean, the week runs from the September the 28th to the 6th of October. Last year we had one town, Athy, took it on itself to become a positive aging week town and organise a fantastic week of events. This year we're trying to replicate that experience. Ballymun in Dublin, Castlebar in Mayo, Galway City, Middleton and Monaghan County are all positive aging week towns for the year, for the week. And they're organising a series of events, some fantastic events from vintage rallies to tea dances to screenings of Casablanca in the local cinema. So it's going to be a great week.
Yeah. And how important do you think this week is in the year-long calendar for Age Action?
I think Positive Aging Week is an important message for everybody because I think what it says to people is that aging is not something to be feared. It's not something negative. Aging is should be something that's celebrated. It's one of the great miracles that we're all living longer and the extra years we're living are healthy years and good years because of modern medicine and modern nutrition. I think there's a lot of ageism and a lot of negative stereotypes about older people. And this is an opportunity for communities to look around and to celebrate the contribution which their older members have made to their community and continue to make to their community. Because I think with all the negative stereotyping of older people, it's sometimes easy to forget. If you look around your social clubs, your sports clubs, your voluntary organizations, they're invariably manned by older people.
Or women.
Staffed, yes.
The organisation of this course is really done best when it's done at local level, isn't it? And you have found that really in terms, particularly of some place like Athy.
Athy has been an inspiration, and it's the reason we have the Positive Aging Week towns. I mean, this year we have about 400 individual events around the country, but to have the real impact, when we have a Positive Aging Week town like Athy, where you have a series of events over the week, and it has a much greater impact, and there's a much greater sense of a town celebrating or a community celebrating, it is far more powerful.
So, as well as the other six venues that you have, or the other five, presumably you'd like to see other areas in the country getting involved.
What we're saying to people, look, at this stage, you can still organise your own event. It can be a local event. It might be a bingo session, a sing song, a get together. Maybe clubs could celebrate or recognise the contribution which their older members are making. But if you can't do that, I mean, if you check the Age Action website, www.ageaction.ie, or ring us on Dublin 475-6989, we can give you a list of events which are happening in your own area. We really would urge people to go out and support their own local celebration.
Well, now, to tell us a bit about Athy, we have with us Dave Henshaw, who actually is, I suppose, really the chief organiser. Is that right, Dave?
Well, I wouldn't say chief organiser, but I'm one of the organisers.
Yeah, and what have you organised?
Well, basically, we advertised everything is for free. On the Friday night, there is a good night in the pub. Now, the first thing that happens is that all the taxi services in Athy takes the people there. The bus service is put on the bus. There's no charge for anything. They're picked up and they're brought home. Even we have a limousine on that will pick certain people up, bring them home, bring them to the event.
That's great support, isn't it?
Great support. The traders has jumped in. All the shopkeepers has given us discounts. They have a special discount for that week. Hairdressers, whatever.
And what about this big Conquer Championships that you have?
Well, we started the World Senior Citizens Conquer Championships, and our president, whether by hook or by crook or cheating or not, Chad Chandler's is World Senior Conquer Championship, and he'll be defending his Conquer Champion this year in Athy, all comers. So right. If you want to enter the World Champion Senior Conquer Chips at Athy this year, again, you'll find out the website. So it's something not to be missed.
Yeah. And how did you get involved initially in this?
Well, basically, we needed to realise that it was something that needed to be done for the senior citizens. And we found Eamon's website, thought, great, that's the week we want to do something, and we just threw in and it grew from there.
And how beneficial has it been to the senior citizens?
Well, they keep asking us to, you know, surely you're going to do something. After the week was over, they kept saying, well, come on, you know, you can't let it down now, we should do something once a month.
And do you?
No, we did a couple of things, and what we want to do is the people who wish something done once a month, this year we will get them together and give them the support for them to do what they wish to do. it shouldn't only be for a week, it should be forever, and everybody can break up to various things like gardening and God knows what else, help themselves, help each other. As I say, we run a share a dustbin with a neighbour, and it cuts the price in half. Yeah. I do one and with my neighbour, and I've half my dustbin fee.
What would you say to people around the country now where there is an event taking place in their area?
Where there is an event taking place in their area? Well, the first thing that, in my opinion, is that you tell everybody. You don't we don't send invitations out because we're afraid we'll miss them by not sending them invitations. So we sell, put plenty of posters up, approach papers and everybody else, and tell them what it is, and hopefully get it done for nothing. It's now a time to, we find that by approaching the businesses in a tie, they're only too happy to help us.